Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
Hello, friends. Play is all about having fun. Any activity that you may have organized or any unstructured activity that the child enjoys is considered play. However, we all know that play is more than just a fun activity. Remember last week I spoke about why play is important for the child? Well, this week I decided to go a little deeper into the stages of play development. Yes, you heard that correctly. There are stages in play. Evidently, there are 6 stages to be precise. So, let's take a look at what these are, and at the end of it, I'm certain there will be some clarity. I'm sure you can recall from last week's podcast that children learn and develop important skills through play. Some of these are used throughout their lives. Skills like problem solving, creativity, and willingness to take risks are just a few skills that are gained through play. Children use their imagination and play pretend in safe environments, are able to learn about their emotions, their interests, and how to adapt to situations. Play provides the launchpad for social interaction and behaviors. So, it's mandatory to give your child plenty of playtime. There are 6 stages of play in early childhood development. The one common thing between these stages is exploring, being creative, and having fun. Let's look at how these 6 stages work at the different stages or ages in a child's life. The first stage is called as unoccupied play, and this generally happens from, say, birth to 3 months, or let's say infancy. At this stage, the infant is making a lot of movements with his or her arms and legs and hands and feet, etc. They are on a path to self-discovery about their own body and how much they can make their little bodies move. The second stage is called solitary play, and this happens roughly from, say, birth to, say, 2 years. So obviously, this stage includes the first stage of unoccupied play. And just as the name suggests, it is solitary. So the child plays alone. They have not quite learned social skills necessary to play with others yet. The third stage is called spectator or onlooker behavior. And this happens around 2 years. In this stage, the child begins to watch other children play, but might not play with the other kids yet. So don't lose patience. The next stage is called parallel play, and this roughly starts off at 2 years and goes on. You may have noticed this quite a bit. You will see a child play alongside or near other children, just not with them yet. So he or she may play parallelly with someone. The fifth stage is called associate play, and this is roughly between 3 and 4 years of age. In this stage, the child begins to slowly interact with others. Just a little, not a lot, because he or she is kind of still testing the ground and seeing, you know, how does the other child interact and so on. So he may do an activity related to the kids around him, but might not be interacting with other children. For example, you'll see the kids might all play on the same playground equipment, but you'll find them doing different things, like somebody might be climbing, somebody might be sliding, somebody might be swinging. You get the idea. The sixth stage is called cooperative play, and this starts off roughly from 4 years and upwards. So this happens when the child plays with the others and the child also has interest in the activity that the other child is playing. They are being cooperative with one another, and hence the name. Play starts when we are babies, And it does not stop there. Like I said before, please make sure that you include plenty of playtime in their daily routine and give them the safe environment necessary to play and learn. The stages that I spoke about are just guidelines. These are not rules. Remember, each child is different and develops at his or her own pace. So watch them develop and cherish this growth. And remember, happy parenting!